Blog Talk Radio.
Never, never, never stop dreaming. Hitch your wagon to a star. Ralph Waldo Emerson. And with Signs of the Mind, there is one limitless life which returns to the thinker exactly what he thinks into it. Dobro jutro. Bonjour. Good morning. Good day. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners not only locally, internationally. Imagine reaching listeners in any country in the world. By logging on to blogtalkradio.com, you could discover what the world has to say. Thousands of shows, millions of listeners. And you're listening to Live with Kathy on July 11th, 2014. And it is 6:31 a.m. Central Time. And I'm looking out on a glorious sunny morning. Not too windy. Oh, the fountain isn't turned on yet. But it's going to be a glorious day. Do you want to know why? Because I've already scripted my day. I've painted my palette. It's Friday. After the show, I'll head out to the Hoffman Estates Park District and I'll work out. Stairs, elliptical, cross training. And then, it's a heavy-duty day. This is why I like doing the show early in the morning, because once I get there, I don't have to keep looking at the clock to say, I've got to get home to do my show. Which, by the way, is always a joy. You're off to great places. Today is the day. Your mountain is waiting, so get on your way. Dreams. Today's topic, what we're going to talk about, dreams. What dream do you have? Hitch your wagon to a star. When I opened the show and I went into never, never, never give up on your dream, it brought me back to Winston Churchill. I don't know, I think it was 82 or 88. And he was the keynote speaker at one of the graduating classes. And at the end he said, never, never, never give up on youth. So today's show, what are your dreams? If you can dream it, you can accomplish it. According to Webster, a dream is a series of thoughts or visions during sleep, dream-like visions. And later on in the show, we're going to talk about the difference between lucid and scary dreams. But right now, get your pen and pad. The guest call-in number is 347-637-3789. That's 347-637-3789. And I have the pleasure of waking you up with a nice big cat stretch and yawn. Come on. Let's just have that nice big cat stretch and, oh, you're cozy in bed and you're thinking it's the weekend. You've been dreaming about it all week. What plans do you have for this weekend? Is it going to be a dreamy weekend away? A dreamy weekend playing with your kids? Sitting down and talking with them? Enjoying a family affair? What dreams did you hit your wagon on? My email is kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. You could write to me at Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois 60195. And check out my website, kathywatsonspeaks.com. C-A-T-H-I, Watson, W-A-T-S-O-N.com. And or simplyageless.net. I have two websites. My website and the other is Virtual Portal. You know, I've had... Well, let me digress for a moment. And I have to tell you that when I feel that I'm kind of stuck and nothing's going to happen, and I get myself, my bloated self, out of my way, and I get the aha. I've been searching for an agent, and just didn't resonate. And then I heard about Virtual Portal. The technology is absolutely mind-boggling. They do all the promotion for you. No, I'm not kidding. Your smartphone, your computer, it is magic. Of course now. There is a process, but imagine reaching the world via virtual portal at your fingertips. Local, national, international, and global communications at your fingertips. Do you want to reach more people? Get paid for what you're already doing? Sell more of what you're selling? Then log on. Now write this down, http://kathysimplyageless.yourvirtualportal.net. This state-of-the-art technology, which is easy to use, can promote anything. This is the most exciting opportunity available today, and it works with, I told you, smartphones, computers. I'm working with Tim on my video. The good news, anyone can do it. If you have any questions, call me at 847-882-8717. To success, yours. And I want to promote the radio show. I want everyone in the whole world to have access to my call-in number, 347-637-3789. My dream, I've been dreaming of methods to get the word out, not only about my show, about the other shows that are on, or a part of the Blog Talk Consortium. And it's dreamy. I could sit here in the comfort of my studio room and watch the ducks swim and promote. Oh, when you're on my website, click on video. It's a 17-minute running time, but it's worth it. Timeless Rhythms of Soul, and Shakespeare. Oh, Roger Plummer and Kathy Watson. We made the dream come true. You see, thoughts are not just things, they are the creator of things. And everything starts with a thought, with a dream. I know you're building castles in the sky, but what are you doing about it? Poof, 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 poof. I was doing radio shows on another station. I call them the generic stations in Chicagoland, and Roger was working the board, and I said, "We have to talk." He said, "Okay." And I said, "Look, you've got this great voice, and I do Shakespeare. Why don't we produce, develop, create our own presentation of Timeless Rhythms of Soul in Shakespeare?" Now, it started with a thought. It was a dreamy thought. Why? Because no one in the world was doing it. Can you imagine James Brown and the Bard, soul songs and Shakespeare? Well, it kind of looked at me, you know, how people could roll their eyes, and I said, "Okay, you've got until next week. Come up with a show, and we'll start promoting it." It was dreamy magic. But listen to me. We took action. We just didn't dream about it in our mind's eye. We just didn't talk about it and using all the energy in talking about it. We sat down and made it happen. And I do the sonnets. Sonnet 18 and 22. "Shall I compare thee to a summer's day? Thou art more lovely and more temperate. Rough winds do shake the darling buds of May, and he comes in with a song." Shakespeare 22. "My glass shall not persuade me I am old, so long as youth and thou are of one date. But when in thee time's furrows I behold, then look I death, my days should expiate." Oh, and then we do Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet, the love story of the centuries. "Good night. Good night. Parting is such sweet sorrow that I shall say good night till it be morrow." And at the end of the presentation, the whole presentation takes about an hour, no intermissions. And I love Evita. I want you to pay attention to the lyrics of Evita, but at the end, the song ends with, "Have I said too much? Ah, there's nothing more I could think of to say to you. But all you have to do is look at me to know that every word is true." Now, I know that they had an interesting reputation, Ava and Juan Perón. But I want you to listen to the opening of the lyrics. And forget about Evita. "It won't be easy. You'll think it strange when I try to explain how I feel. The that I still need your love after all that I've done. Now, wouldn't that relate to almost every situation, every experience? Comedy and tragedy, wouldn't that relate? Haven't you found yourself in your life saying, oh, if only I could turn back the clock, backward, turn backward, oh, time in your flight. Make me a child again just for tonight. Or take me back to whatever episode, event that you would like to undo. But then you already know I told you how to work that. Write it down. Send the letter. Read the letter. Burn the letter. Whatever. Don't hang on. You see, you can't dream forward if you're always looking backward. When you watch the timeless rhythms, our bags are packed. Corporate, business, private ventures, enterprises. And you know what else is great about it? I think it's middle school when they would finally understand the power and the powerful presence of Willie Shakes. Hey, he was quite a dude. And we'd love to perform for the school kids. And teach them about Shakespeare, but make it fun. We did a gig, I think it was last year, and school kids were there. Man, they were clapping, they were dancing, they were laughing, they were having fun. And the good news is that it's clean. There isn't a word in it that we would have to change. It appeals to all ages, all ethnicities, everyone. And the uniqueness value, when Roger and I hit that stage, we become one. We're performers now. The world could have come to an end and we would not know it. And there's quite a difference in our age and in our energies. You know, I'm this elite stair climber. Come on, 50 flights in 9 minutes? Even I'm impressed. And I'm a year older this year. Last year I did it in 24 minutes. Go figure. But it was my dream. It was my mindset. Roger is a couch potato. He wears it like a badge of honor. He doesn't care. But I remember sitting in the car next to Judy. Judy was driving. And I was talking to myself. I said, okay, Watson, you've got a lot to prove here. Everyone will be hanging on to see what your time is going to be because you are an octogenarian. I thought, well, if I did it, let's say I was 79 last year in March, so if I did the climb in 24 minutes, I was not a happy camper. I'm telling you, I was not. I was outraged. And then Carl Stephen, my nephew, said, okay, and Kath, don't be. Because there were climbers ahead of you that slowed you down. And I went, ooh, okay, that works for me. And I have to tell you, I thought if I could take 5 minutes off my climb, I would be delighted because I'd still be beating climbers half my age. There were 1,700 of us. And then I remembered the Olympiad mindset. If you go back to the February shows, by the way, the shows are archived. blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, CathiWatson. And click on any of the shows. But in February, I followed the Sochi in Russia, the Hermitage, the Kirov Ballet, Oh, man, they're masters. Talking about the arts, I don't want to get into politics. And I said, okay, set your sights on your dream to surpass yourself on March 9th. I still see it in my mind's eye. My wave was called. It was at 8:20. And you have to walk through this hallway and everything, and Judy had to park. She went into the room where the climbers come down after the finish to get their medal. And I walked in, you know, hi, there she is. They didn't think I'd be back. I said, Oh, yes, I'm back. I have to prove to the world age is a matter of the mind, and if you don't mind, it doesn't matter. I'm talking to myself. I'm going to show the world that you could do better even though you're a year older. My climb started, and they have that little disc that they put on your shoe at 8:43. And at 8:52, I was done. I didn't think much about it. You know, they took my clip, and I went through all of the hallways, high, 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 and I'm on my way down the escalator, and Judy looks up, and she said, you know, Kath, I really thought you left the climb. You're done. He said, yeah, it's a no-brainer, you know, 50 flights. And the computers were down, so I didn't know what my time was until the next day. And when they told me, I said, oh, I'm sure there was a mistake. I even called the company that sets up all of this equipment. And he did send me an email, and I think they were getting a little aggravated with me. And he said, well, I don't know what you want me to do. You were climber 275, and here's your time. And I said, I just want to be absolutely sure that we're right on target. Now, I was dreaming about having a better time. I had no idea that my dream was so powerful, and my passion, my intention, I accomplished it. So what are you dreaming about? What is it that you want to take that first little baby step and go through the abyss and get to the top of the mountain holding your dream in your hand? And I'm looking at my medal. I beat my time. Now, there's one little itty-bitty downside to all of this. America devalues age more than any other nation in the world, and I wanted to prove to people that octogenarians could make it. We are shaping the world for all of you. And when I got the results and I went down, and Gail, who's in her 70s, oh man, she does the four towers. There are four towers. I only do the one in less than a half hour. And they had a space designated for females 70 plus. And I went, wait a minute. Surely they're going to have 80. Because I thought, oh, for the first time in my climb, I'm going to be number one. Because I keep getting these second place medals. Because we're the only two females climbing at that age. And I think there's one or two men, I don't know. And I called the Lung Association. And I said, what's going on? I said, don't you get it? 70 plus means nothing. But if they see age 80, They're going to sit up and take notice. I don't know what they're going to do next year. Oh, they did send me a plaque, Kathy Watson Inspiration Award 2014. That doesn't mean anything. I'm sorry, it does not mean anything. The word was not out that at age 80 she beat her own climb, her own time. She surpassed herself. If you can dream it, you can accomplish it. I won't run a 26-miler. I don't know, was it Wayne Dyer or one of them, the gurus that I follow and admire? He allegedly went to Greece to run the 26 miles. And it was hot. And they don't pave the way. I don't think they shut down anything. You have to run in between traffic and inhale all of the fumes and the pollution. And midway through, he was ready to throw in the towel. And he said, wait a minute. He's now talking to himself. Why did I fly to Greece? Why am I here? To finish the 26-miler. How dare you even think of stopping? My dream was to finish, and he did. I have a 91-year-old, and I'm going to get in touch with her. Breaks marathon record. Now, it took her more than 7 hours to run the marathon in San Diego on Sunday. I don't know what date it was. Now, she started running the San Diego race at 76. And she is recovering from cancer. And when she started running the race at 76, she missed only last year's because of oral cancer. And now she was battling skin cancer. She told reporters she had undergone 9 radiation treatments in 11 days, the last one coming just a month before the race. She wore bandages and tights to cover wounds left by the treatment. And she runs every year to raise money for leukemia and lymphoma. Her brother died from lymphoma in February. Everyone in my family has died of cancer, she told members. It's sort of in our genes. And she is a one-time concert pianist. She says the discipline of playing has helped her running and that she sometimes keeps pace during the race by replaying pieces in her mind. I usually think of Chopin etudes, the ones that are technically difficult because usually they're pretty fast, and it stimulates me to go a little faster and to help pass the time. She takes yoga and stretching classes, exercises on an elliptical machine. And in her retirement community, she's one of the very few residents who move at faster than a strolling pace. And she said, well, you know, if I'm alive, I'm still able to compete. I'll run San Diego next year. And after the race, she was on her way back to Charlotte to spend her 67th wedding anniversary with her husband, Sid Nohr. How sweet is that? How sweet is that? So, what dream do you have that's still dancing in your heart? Are you going to go to the very end? She didn't. If you can dream it, you can accomplish it. Now, let's be realistic. Yesterday, I stopped at one of our favorite places to get roasted chicken on New Wilkie Road in Arlington Heights. And I was talking to the owner, Veronica, and I don't know how we got on to my background, my resume. Oh, their roasted chicken is out of this world. And they have a seasoning that her husband gave to me the last time we were there to sprinkle on my catfish. I said, Veronica, you've got to sell me some of that. I've got to have it. And, of course, she did. I'm old enough to be her mama. And I said, well, I am, you know, elliptical, stair climber, da-da-da-da-da. And I told her that I did the presidential towers in March. I said, 50 flights in 9 minutes. Oh, come on, Kev. No way. I said, yeah. If you dream it, you could accomplish it. And I said, the reality, the truth is, I thought if I took 5 minutes off, I would be ecstatic. But I surpassed myself, surpassed my wildest dreams. I shaved 15 minutes off my time. And I said, look, it's not for everyone. I've been doing it for over 33 years, maybe even longer. The dynamics change when you're in the stairwell. Nothing to mess with. And hey, all of you smarty pants runners, I'm a runner too. I work with a heart monitor. But I also knew that I had to build my heart base. And I remember the last time I was climbing the John Hancock, 94 floors. Oh, Miss Marty Pants came alongside of me to pass me. Just, and I looked and I thought, okay, let's see what's going to happen at the end. I could tell that she came out too fast, too soon, and she's going to pay hell at the end of the climb. Now, when I finish my climbs, I'm not even breathing hard because I'm staying in my zone. And even if I go up to 132 to 135, and if I go up to 145, it's okay because I slow down, I bring it down. You see, once you take your heart rate out of its zone, the secret, the success is knowing that when you slow down and you don't stop, you just slow down, it goes back to a pretty normal rate. That's your gauge to know that your heart is pretty strong and functioning the way it should be. But anyway, I got up there, I finished, and I thought, well, I'll go into the ladies' room. And there she was, doubled over, throwing up. And I didn't say a word. I just washed my hands, and I left. So you see, but just dreaming about it wasn't enough. I had to take action, just like Wayne Dyer did when he was in Greece. That's what the Olympians go through. You know, their success is once they've made it, once they've been chosen, their success. But now the choice is, am I going to stand on the podium to get a medal, or am I going to sit in the bleachers? It doesn't matter. They're stars anyway. But if I were an Olympiad, I know what mindset I would have. I didn't come to Sochi to sit in the bleachers. I would compete to the fullest. I would do everything within my power to surpass myself. But it started with the training up front. So, have you charted your course for the best of the rest of your life? Are you going to set sail? No guts, no glory. You know, oh, I listen to so many people say, oh, I'm going to do it. I could do it. Yes, I will. But. Hey, doesn't work. You got to get off your butts. Listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. Never stop dreaming. There's a story about, I don't know if you, I'm not familiar with him, a Kenny Loggins concert. And his opening group was called the Blue Sky Riders. And he explained that where he's had a very successful solo career, he felt a strong desire to create a band with two of Nashville's top singer or songwriters. And what Loggins did, he consulted one of his longtime music mentors who said to him, "Don't do it." He was told, "Don't do it, you're too old to start over." And Kenny sat down and wrote a song about never being too old to dream. Oh, there are dream stealers, naysayers. They're insecure, and they're so inferior that they're going to make sure that you're not going to reach your dream because they didn't. No guts, no glory. He went forward with the band, and the Blue Sky Riders were formed. Their concert was an incredible performance, and Loggins, with his new bandmates, rocked the house. It's so easy for our human minds to come up with reasons to shelve our dreams. Oh, I'm too old, too broke, not enough training, blah, 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 blah. The chicken chatter in the back of the mind. Now, you could listen to that, that demeaning, critical voice, or you can choose to move forward anyway. So he is having the time of his life with his new band. Now, will his band be as successful as his solo career? Only time would tell. But what really matters is the journey that he's on, not the ultimate destination. Perhaps it's time you dusted off your dreams and took them out for a spin. And write this down. Your thought for the day, every single day, I move confidently in the direction of my dreams, knowing that Spirit is supporting me every step of the way. If you can dream it, you can accomplish it. Never stop dreaming. On Tuesday the 11th, 11:30 to 12:30, my guest is going to be Tom Patrick, the author of The Second Coming. And he said, "Kathy, it has been years formulating in my dreams." I said, "Define that, Tom." He said, "Well, you've got the book, and I've read the book. It's fiction. You won't be able to put it down." And July 15th, it's going to be released on Amazon.com, and the publisher is Tate Publishing. He said, "I get the story in my dreams. I get my chapters in my dreams. And then I wake up and I put it to paper. I write it down. I'm not consciously awake when I'm writing this book. They come to me in my lucid dreams. And lucid means mentally sound, easily understood. You will not be able to put the book down. The name is The Second Coming. Oh, it'll leave you speechless," by Tom Patrick. And be sure and listen on the 15th. because, no, yes, the 15th, I want to be sure. Mm-hmm. 11:30 to 12:30, because he's going to share with you. Now, you're listening to Live with Kathy, and it's a marvelous segue for me to go into, do you dream of ever being on the radio? Do you dream about having your product, your business, your service, your book? Do you ever dream about writing a book? You know, I can help. It can happen. You know, change is constant. But are you willing to shift your strategies to accommodate change? Do you want to be part of the Live with Kathy Consortium? Do you? It could happen. My shows are sponsored, sponsor-driven. But I really think of them as, think of my shows as, my sponsors as partners. Because we are. And you can be part of the consortium. Radio is a strong communicator, reaching out with frequency. And did you know it's a powerful marketing tool? But more important, we're going to develop you. We're going to develop your persona. Yeah. We're going to find out who you are, what you are, and where are you going. It's a 10-week introductory offer. I help you write your commercial. It's heard 4 times a week, 40 times, in my voice. And then you're invited to co-host a show with me. And when it's over with, because it's been archived, you sit back and you listen to you. And you're going to ask yourself one question. Was I really powerful? Would you jump up and order your product, whatever it is that you want to promote, that you want to make available to the world? On a scale of 1 to 10, range, score yourself, 10 being the best. How did you do on the show? Because you see, my purpose is to I think of a lotus flower. You're down there in all this murky, muddy stuff. And out of it starts to grow this beautiful locust bloom, and that's you. And we work together. Absolutely no loose cannons. So think about becoming a partner with Live with Kathy. The existing consortium will welcome you. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Ironworkers District Council of Chicago and Vicinity. The mission and purpose? To acknowledge them, to introduce you to the talent, and to recognize ironworkers as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. To illuminate the character of ironworkers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family work ethics, revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and solidarity. Did you know that ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn? You have to qualify. It's a 4-year apprenticeship. You pick and choose all of the areas. You pick the area that you want to excel in. College versus the Dom Perignon of the trades, ironworkers. And you have to qualify. The last I heard, when the apprenticeship was open, there were hundreds and hundreds and hundreds. that flocked to take the, to answer all of the questions. I don't know what the questionnaire is all about, but you'll find out on ironworkers.org. And after 4 years, you've been making money. You've been earning while you're learning, and it's college affiliated. And your health care is in place, and your pension has begun. And in a blink of an eye, you'll be retiring. That's how fast life goes by. And if you're in school, higher education, you see, Dom Pitty on Iron Workers, this is higher education. And you chose it in the field of building, creating. There isn't a building, a bridge, a road, I don't care what it is, that without the brilliant talent of iron workers would not be standing today. They are not blue collar. But if you choose to go to college to be an accountant, to be a doctor, a dentist, I don't care what it is, don't waste the time and the money. And then after 4 years, you've got a big bill to pay. And if someone has paid the bill for you, at least have the integrity to be the best person, to surpass yourself, and to get the best grades ever. In about a half hour, I'll be out of here on my way to Hoffman Estates Park District. In 2009, they won the National Gold Medal Award for excellence. And one of the divisions is the 50-plus consortium, directed by Rika Cuff. She does a brilliant job. I don't know how she does it, but she does. So, darlings, if you're bored and lonely, you don't have to be. Contact your park district, senior communities, senior centers, and the libraries. Take time to live. Our world and life have so much to give. Give back. Volunteer. And one way is with the National Committee to preserve Social Security and Medicare. Get involved. It's about your life. It is about you. You could reach the legislative hotline to reach your elective officials in Congress and the White House at 800-998-0180. And tell them that you're not happy. Honey, it's our money. And if we don't do something about it now, the generations coming up, they won't have anything. We earned it the old-fashioned way. We worked for it. Get your sticky paws out of it. Come on. Get out of it. Get out of it. And if you want to volunteer, you could call at 800-998-0181. And Laura is there to take your message, and she'll be able to help you. I am an advocate. You have to unleash the power of your voice. Otherwise, there won't be anything left for anyone. Sticky fingers. Au revoir. The 50-plus consortium, perhaps you'll want to start your own club. Hey, we're not in God's waiting room. 80-plus. Man, you're dynamic. What we bring to the table, because we have the experience, we have the knowledge, and we're filled with integrity and a mission and passion to make for a better life for all of us. I really thought it would be much better in, 2000, how naive I was. I thought, in 15 years it's going, no, it's getting worse, and it can't be that way. The road rage, the anger. Look at the people's faces. They're filled with hate, dissatisfaction. They're not satisfied with their life. They're dissatisfied with everything. But it was your choice. Remember your greatest freedom? Do you remember what that was? Choice. Write this email down, ahtex@ameritech.net, ameritech.net. Greg McIntyre is our CPA. He's awesome. Now, he will give you the courtesy of a freebie for a little mini minute Mitsupno, that's small in Croatian, issue. But if you're going to take up a great deal of his time, then his rate is individually assessed. He's brilliant. We live in the greatest world, the greatest country in the world. But America does devalue wage. That sidebar. And you all say to me, oh, looks don't matter. Not all of you. Some of you do. What did you inhale? Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks. Did you know that stress, toxicity, trauma are all leading factors in not only premature aging, but in premature death? Stress, toxicity, trauma, anger releases toxins into the body, but I know how to neutralize them. And then I also know what to put on externally to beautify my skin. You see, good skin and looking good is inside out. If you have ulcers, honey, it's not what you're eating, it's what's eating you. And Reviva Labs, the leader in skincare. I've been with them for 40 years. Why do I stay? Because they're the best. Why would I take chopped beef or ground beef if I have filet mignon? Log on, RevivaLabs.com. And you want to change to a positive mindset and extend your life and your lifeline? Get Edith Nam's book, Change to a Positive Mindset. It's available at Amazon.com, Author House, and Barnes & Noble. I challenged you the other day to take 24 hours and police all of your thoughts. No negative thoughts. No negative thinking. Nada. Nothing. Because it's going to get you. Allegedly, all of the research leads to the mind. The mind and the body talk to each other. And when the mind isn't happy, it just sends toxicity, releases toxicity into the body. And the cells cry and they start to die off. Why don't you resolve to be positive and use the power of energizing thoughts? And I'm thinking of Lee Patrick. Man, she was a little powerhouse. Log on. Start your own home-based business. That was her dream. www.letitia.myshackley.com. Get the book choices. Oh, I can't believe the show is almost over with. Get the book choices. Reviva Labs, Chuck, Lee, Rhea, and myself sponsoring. We all came together to sponsor this public service announcement. Be wary of con and scam artists. The book choices can be, you could order it through me, 847-882-8717, or it's available at Amazon, Author House, and Barnes & Noble. And today's show, dreams, 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 dreams. Lofty dreams, but will you put a foundation under them? Dreams are said to be your mind's way of making sense of the various issues it deals with on a day-to-day basis, whether it is work, family, health, or relationships. Dreams help sort out all the information and events that you are subject to during your day, creating a way for a person free of conscious limitations to understand what is really going on, to solve problems, to gain clarity and insight into a situation, issue, or persons. I do believe that dreams have power. Helen, my dear sister, passed away 2 years ago in August. And the day prior to her passing, Maggie, her sheepdog, came into my dream. And it was as though Maggie telling me that we had her long enough. I want her back. Now, that's my personal experience with the dreams. Oh, and it says here, the dreamer is able to understand the emotional context, the symbolism, and the reason for each dream image, and that's what happened. It was revealed in my dream that Aunt Helen would be leaving. Now, there are two types of dreams. Lucid dreams, mentally sound, easily understood. That's how Tom Patrick wrote his book. And then there are scary dreams meant to frighten. You see, I'm not an authority. I don't know. I've just done my research on this. Dreams can be forgettable or odd. They can reflect the thoughts and concerns of a dreamer's waking life. Sweet dreams are made of sugar, plums, and spice. Dreams can be mysterious. Dreams can be so rich and full of excitement, but the content could shift suddenly. Dreams do have meaning. You know, no one really fully understands their purpose, let alone how to interpret the meaning of dreams. Now, there are some prominent researchers, Dornhoff, suggests that dreams most likely serve no real purpose. Oh, yes, they do. Despite this, dream interpretation has become increasingly popular. While research has not demonstrated a purpose for dreams, many experts believe that dreams do have meaning. Maggie came to tell me that Helen, my sister, would be leaving. And Sigmund Freud, his theory, dreams as the road to the unconscious mind. Do you believe in dreams? What dreams have you had that you want to share? Do you believe in dreams? Do you believe that the events in your life are being revealed to you in your dreams? Why don't you look into it? Go online and just Google dreams. Find out about you. You won't be disappointed. Until Tuesday, Tom Patrick, the Second Coming. Make it a great weekend. Au revoir.